Next, we come to placement of prepositions. There are a few rules that need to be followed for the placement of prepositions. Number one, a preposition is usually followed by a noun or a pronoun. For example, the book is on the desk. Where is the book? It is on the desk. So you can see the word on is a preposition, which is a linking word. I have been waiting for him. You can see the word him is a pronoun. And for is used before the pronoun, which is the linking word. Number two, usually the preposition is placed before the object. However, sometimes it is placed after the object to form questions. For example, what game are you interested in? Number two, who was the principal complaining about? Number three, when the object of a preposition is used as a subject, the preposition is placed at the end of the sentence. For example, the sky was too bright to look at. Number two, faith is what we live by. Now, sometimes we frequently get confused with some prepositions like, number one, since and for. Since tells us the moment of time when an action began. For example, they have known each other since childhood. For tells us the duration of the action. It tells us how long it lasted. For example, they have known each other for 30 years. Number two, between and among. Between suggests a position between two objects or people. For example, you can choose between a pup and a kitten for a pet. Among indicates a position where more than two people or objects are involved. For example, Rashid is popular among his classmates. Number three, beside and besides. Beside means next to or near. For example, my father sat beside me. Besides mean in addition to. For example, she is a good writer besides being a good editor. Number four, in and into. In suggests the position at rest. For example, they told the waiter that there was a fly in the soup. Into suggests movement from outside to inside. For example, the chef rushed into the kitchen. Thank you, children.